Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Are you ready then?
Scott Mills Daily.
Apparently that one was quite poor today, a lot of people are saying. I admit, I did limp in a little bit with it, but I think it got better towards the end.
You can't deliver every week to your normal high standard.
To be honest, I'm really feeling the pressure of this at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay, well, there's always next week.
Do you feel like you need a little break from it?
Yeah, do you want to do it for a couple of weeks?
No, you're alright.
Can we get the posh Radio 4 lady to do it, maybe?
Now, that'd be a good... Why not, yeah.
And then I'll come back refreshed.
I can ask her.
Yeah.
She could do it over some of her ukulele
That's
playing.
That's why I was just thinking.
Amazing.
She wouldn't need her. You wouldn't need to find music for her. She could just play the ukulele.
I'll ask her and see what she says.
Thanks. Ah, glad it's Friday. 1D is coming up at 5 o'clock, going from 92 onwards today. Floor fillers at 6. You're going to love it. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Hello, this is John.
Hi, yeah, John.
Hi, Scott.
How can I help?
Right, mate. Well, I heard on the radio earlier on about Mark Ronson for his next album. Apparently, he's cutting back on his brass. Now, I thought this would be a good opportunity for you to brass it up a bit, you know?
Wow. So Mark Ronson's not doing so much brass anymore?
Apparently, that's what I heard, unless I'm going nuts. But
This could be my big chance.
It certainly could.
I could brass up loads of stuff now if Ronson's not doing it anymore.
Madonna would like it, I'm quite sure.
Madonna would love it.
Hang on, are you offering to put brass on Mark Ronson's stuff? Or are you saying that there is now a gap in the market?
There's a gap in the market, yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. She was listening to us in Australia last night. She put it on Twitter.
And then 2 minutes later, so she was going to bed.
Yeah.
And Jo Wiley said this morning, there's a picture, she's put a picture up on her Twitter of her and all the neighbours cast in Ramsey Street, and she's apparently got the biggest smile on her face ever.
Oh.
What, all listening to him?
I don't think she was listening to him. She didn't have her headphones on, listening to Scott Mills whilst meeting neighbours cast.
Has Lee Allen done the Ramsey Street tour then?
I think so.
I would love to do that.
I did it.
Did you?
Yeah. Really good.
I'm so jealous.
And then you go to the neighbours nights where you meet them all. And then they ask the biscuit question.
Hmm. Eh?
We've had this conversation so many times before.
Oh, what, Harold?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he's got a potty mouth, hasn't he?
How could you not remember?
I don't remember what the question
was. Must have told that story as many times as we told the story about me and the girl with the chips.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Right, Rosalind's been on. She's saying about the musical, Scott Mills' musical, in August at the Edinburgh Festival. Now, Rosalind's sent me a list of 10 rubbish song topics that we should avoid whilst writing songs for the musical.
Right.
So if you have written me a song, or you're about to, these are the ones you should avoid, okay? Number one, war. Because you're not going to stop them happening just by making a song about it, are you, really?
True.
Two, real beauty is on the inside.
Rubbish.
For instance.
I am beautiful, no matter what they say.
Bit patronising, really.
Yeah.
Number three, imaginary women.
Oh.
She's like the wind, there she goes, etc. Who's she?
Right.
Doesn't exist.
Okay.
Number four, your mum or your dad. Example.
Holding up the bypass.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, whoa.
Don't ever mention your mum or dad
in
songs.
Is it all right to mention it if Chappers is singing about your mum?
We'll get to that. No, it's not, actually.
Or Becky's singing about your dad.
No.
Okay.
Mum or dad's off. That's number four on the list. Mum or off the Spice Girls, that kind of thing. Number five, your son or daughter.
Yeah.
Number six, drugs. Number seven, football. Because Well, even the ones that are supposedly good are rubbish, aren't they, football songs? Name me a good football song, go.
Three Lions?
No, that's not good.
New Order, World in Motion?
That's not really good, though,
that
is it?
That is a good song.
Not really.
That is.
There's a rubbish rap in it.
I think you'll find that's an iconic rap.
Okay, number eight.
I'd like to see you rap like John Barnes.
I'd like to see that as well, actually, a lot. Especially on stage in Edinburgh.
Yeah, so if people could write a song that includes a John Barnes-style rap for you, that'd be very good.
Number eight, The Pressures of Fame, normally to be found on your second or third album, when things are getting to you a bit. I don't think there's any danger of that one being on. Number nine, Young Hot Girls. Once again, that'd be fine. And 10, Journalists, Mr. Writer, The Stereophonics, other songs about paparazzi and how terrible it is. So War, Real Beauty on the Inside, Imaginary Women, Mums or Dads, Sons or Daughters, Drugs, Football, Pressures of Fame, Young Hot Girls and Journalists, all off limits.
Was she struggling a bit towards the end of that list? Because there aren't that many songs that have journalists or paparazzi in song titles,
are there? Paparazzi by Lady Gaga?
Did she have the idea of coming up with a top 10 and actually got to about number 8 and thought, actually, this is hard?
Yeah, maybe.
And then just added on the last couple.
Yeah, lost interest a bit, yeah. Mm. Oh, apparently Lily Allen's going to be in Neighbours.
Is she?
She's making a guest appearance. Loads of people are sexing in. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
We talked about this a few weeks ago. I've got FOMO again.
Have you? What are you missing out on this time?
Well, it's not even happened yet.
This FOMO is your fear of missing out, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people have it.
I've got it.
Have you?
Yeah. But I haven't got it at the moment, but I do suffer from it quite a lot.
I think a lot of people have it. Do you remember a few weeks ago, there was fun happening in my house
yes.
downstairs, and I was in bed. It was when we were doing Chris Moyles' show, and I could hear people laughing and joking. And I was just like, I'm trying to get to sleep. And I actually went, do you remember, I went and opened the door and went, excuse me, I've got to be up early in the morning. And they weren't actually making that much noise, it's just I could hear them laughing from down below.
Didn't you go and sit with them for ages, like half an hour, and realise that actually they weren't having that much fun and went back to bed, and then they were laughing again the minute you left?
Yeah, nothing much was happening at all. Now, as much as I am looking forward to DJing at Chester Racecourse this evening, all my mates are having a barbecue, and I'm going to miss out again. FOMO. What?
I'm sure a Chester Racecourse will be a lot more fun than a barbecue.
Oh, no, it will be fun, I know that, and RB's.
And also, if you went to your mate's barbecue, would you not be sitting there missing out on Chester?
Yes.
You'd be sitting there thinking, oh, I wish I was there with all those students.
That's my problem, you see. I've got it bad.
It's your own fault for being so popular.
Really not.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello, Scott, it's Luke.
All right, Luke, where are you?
I'm in Iver Heath at the moment.
Where's that?
Uxbridge.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, basically, I've just been introduced to the term FOMO, and I've realised I've got it.
Really? Have you not heard that term before? We just mentioned it.
No, never.
Do you have it bad?
Yeah, well, I'm going to Thailand for a month in the summer, backpacking.
Amazing.
But I've got a fear I'm missing out, because my brother's going to Global Gathering for a weekend.
Right. But you're going to Thailand
for a
month.
You've got a better deal.
Weekend though.
Yeah, Global Gathering is good, but
a month in Thailand.
You're going to Thailand for a month. It's a weekend.
I know. I'm just afraid it's going to be the best weekend ever, and I'm going to miss out.
Yeah, you see, there is no rhyme or reason to FOMO.
This is classic FOMO.
This is
classic FOMO.
Why don't you see
when the thing that you're worried about missing out on is actually rubbisher than what you're actually doing? That is proper hardcore FOMO.
See if your brother wants to swap.
Do you think I should?
No, because then he'd be having FOMO about
Thailand.
Going to Thailand.
Yeah. See, this is the thing.
There's
no cure, and you can't win. Whatever you do, you're always going to have it with you. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but
it is absolutely rubbish.
Absolute FOMO, mate. Never mind. Have a good Friday. I love you.
Will do. Thank you. Love you, bye. All right.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.